I see it. You remember that moment? They were all over the malls in the late 90s. There were these posters with these speckled dots all over. And if you stared at them just right, poof, a picture pops out and you suddenly realize you're looking at a gorilla or something. Those, you remember? Raise your hand if you remember those. Yeah, okay. That moment when the picture pops out at you, you know what that's called? That's an epiphany. One of my dictionaries defines the word epiphany as a movement from ignorance to insight. It says that the Bible is full of stories where the characters have these sudden moments of realization. I like to call them aha moments. And right now we are in the season of aha moments called epiphany. Now, I love the definition of epiphany, that it has the word movement in it, because epiphany is really a journey. It's a journey from ignorance to insight. We're all on a journey, aren't we? It's appropriate that I talk about journey today, because today marks a very special day in my life. Because today marks my second anniversary of being at Grace. And 2 years ago, I stood here in this very spot and preached to you for the first time, freaking out over the idea of being back in ministry. It's been quite a journey over the last 2 years. And on that day, 2 years ago, I taught about spiritual formation being a journey. And we're still journeying together. I want us to look this morning at this journey into epiphany and spiritual formation. And our gospel text from this morning is going to be our guide. I encourage you, pull out your Bible, because what I want to do is I want to expand beyond the text that we read, because our text for today is John 1, verses 43 to 51. But I want us to go further than that. I want us to go all the way back. If you go to the next slide, you'll see it expand out for us. I want us to go all the way back to chapter 1, verse 19, and look at this story as it unfolds all the way to chapter 2, verse 11. And so I thought we could read that whole text out loud together. I'm just kidding. That would be way too long. Let's not do that, okay? But I'm going to walk us through it. And as we walk through this story, I want us to notice that there are three aspects of this journey that I see in this story. And the first aspect of the journey is that the journey to epiphany is a process. Look what I mean. Look back in verse 19. How does it begin? The first words are, this is the testimony. It's the testimony of John the Baptist. You know, he's that crazy guy who was out in the wilderness, you know, with the camel hair and eating locusts and stuff. And he was calling out that the Messiah was coming. At that point, nobody knew who Jesus was. It was ignorance of Jesus. And then we move forward to the next text. Look in verse 21. How does that passage start? The next day. All right, now let's go to the next section, verse 35. How does that one start? The next day. And then how does verse 43 start? The next day. And then chapter 2, verse 1 starts, and on the third day. You see, this is a sequence of events that begins with unknowing with John in the wilderness, and it ends in chapter 2, verse 11. Look at how it ends. It says, and the disciples believed him. So you can see how this whole thing is woven together as a process. So let's see what happened on each day. Now that first day, when John the Baptist is over here, he sees Jesus and he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He said, this is the one that I saw the Holy Spirit descend like a dove at his baptism. That's what Pastor Mark told us about last week. And he said, surely this is the Son of God. Now, on the next day, John the Baptist is hanging out with his disciples. And one of those disciples is named Andrew. And when John sees Jesus again, he says, hey, Andrew, go follow that guy. Isn't that amazing of John to like give away disciples? Go follow Jesus. So how does Andrew approach Jesus He comes up to Jesus and he says, so Jesus, where do you live? And Jesus says, come and see. And Andrew spends the day with Jesus, hanging out with him, and then he believes. Now Andrew, after he believes, he goes out and he finds his brother who's named Simon. And Andrew brings Simon to Jesus. And I love the way Jesus responds to Simon. He sees Simon and he says, hey, yo, Rocky, how you doing? He says, you will no longer be called Simon, but you will be called Cephas and Peter, which means the rock. Changed his name. So now we have Jesus, and we have Andrew, and we have Peter. So on the next day, these guys go up to Galilee. And in Galilee, Jesus meets a guy named Philip. And he says, Philip, follow me. So what does Philip do? He says, okay. And he follows. I mean, there's like no explanation. He just does it. And then Philip, having believed, goes to find his friend Nathanael. And he says, Nate, we found the Messiah that we're looking for. And he's from Nazareth. And Nathanael goes, Nazareth? Are you kidding me? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? See, he was a skeptic. And so what does Philip say? He says, come and see for yourself. And he brings Nathanael to Jesus. And Nathanael has this dialogue with Jesus until he finally is convinced that he's the Son of God. And he's changed. So, on the third day, now we have Jesus and Andrew and Peter and Philip and Nathanael. And this whole crew is invited to a party in Cana. And at that party, Jesus changes the water into wine. And it says the disciples believed him. Let me ask you this. Hadn't they already believed him? Why does it say they believed him again? Because it's a process. See, each one of these stories is like a scene in the act of a play. It didn't just happen overnight. And it obviously didn't happen completely. They believed, and then they believed again. And we'll see all throughout the story of the Gospels, the disciples keep having epiphanies about who Jesus is. Even to the end of the story, after he's risen from the dead, they're standing there, and he's ascended to heaven. They're standing there looking in the sky going, huh? They still don't get it, and they need another epiphany of the Holy Spirit coming to them. You see, these aha moments never stop in our lives because it's a process. Let me ask you this. Think back to the beginning of last year in your life. Are you today at the same place spiritually, any part of your life, that you were a year ago? Think back 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You've changed. You've come on a journey. I think back to 2 years ago when I was standing on this spot. On that day, if you had told me that 2 years later, I would be leading youth ministry, and I would be transferring my ordination to the ELCA, and I'd be a PhD student at Luther, I'd have told you you were nuts. Seriously. It has been this process of God revealing. Because spiritual journey is a process. And God leads us into deeper and deeper epiphanies of who he is. So the spiritual journey is a process. But there's also a second aspect to this journey. The journey is different for everyone. I mean, let's look at these guys again. Let's look at Andrew. Andrew has to ease into this relationship with Jesus. He has to come beside him and say, let's see where you live first. Let's hang out for a while. And then he believes. Isn't that how some people are? I mean, a lot of people, they like to test the water, right? They come and they'll sit in the back row. They want to be anonymous for a while. Don't let anybody notice me. Maybe they'll go to a Feed My Starving Children where there's 700 people and they can just blend into the crowd, right? They have reasons for not trusting it. But eventually, they get close enough and they say, show me Jesus. And you know what? That's okay for people to be like that. Now, there's Andrew, but look at Philip. How did Philip encounter Jesus? What was his journey? Follow me. Okay. Boop. Done. I mean, some people are just ready. Some people can look at their journey with God and they can name the day and the hour that they claim Jesus as their Lord and Savior. You know what? That's okay. That's authentic because that's how some people come on the journey. But then let's go over here to Nathaniel. Good old Nate. Nate is a skeptic. He's a thinker. He's the logic meister, right? He doesn't just want to jump into belief. He can't believe that anything good would come out of Nazareth. He needs proof. He needs Philip to invite him into a conversation with Jesus, and he has to wrestle with it until he's sufficiently convinced that Jesus is who he says he is. Three different people, three different experiences. I look out at this crowd of people this morning, at you. And I want to tell you something that is, I'm positive, is 100% true. You ready? You are somewhere. Isn't that profound? I mean, that's why I go to school, so I can come up with these deep thoughts. Deep moments with Pastor Steve. You are somewhere. But here's another thing. No two of you are in exactly the same place. Some of you need time. Some of you are scared or nervous, and you have reasons to not trust this whole God and Jesus and the church thing. You know, and that's cool. Take the time that you need. Some of you are skeptics. Some of you have tough questions. You're scientifically oriented. You're logic meisters. You know what God says to our scientific questions? Bring them. He can handle it. Bring your tough questions. There are no questions out of bounds. God is ready to meet you where you are. And that's okay. But some of you are like Philip. Some of you are just ready. No matter what Jesus asks you to do, boom, you're going to do it. We're all in a different place in the journey. And those aren't the only three options. Every one of you is somewhere on the journey. And you know, at Grace, we want to be the kind of community that allows you to be in that place on your journey and to empower you to move forward on that journey. Because God's calling you to do it. So the journey is a process, and it's different for everyone. There's a third aspect of this journey that I want to look at. The journey requires an invitation. I mean, think about it. Did you notice that in all of these stories, that's what unifies them? John the Baptist invited Andrew to go follow Jesus. Andrew invited Peter. Jesus invited Philip directly. And Philip invited Nathanael to investigate. Let me ask you a question. Who invited you? Have you thanked that person lately? Let me turn that question around. Who will you invite on the journey? I want to close this morning by expanding that question just a little bit. There's two final questions. The first one is this. Where are you on your journey? But the question that I want to ask is, what is your next step? I mean, we're all somewhere. But what's your next step? Get specific. Maybe you're a person who's investigating faith. You didn't grow up in the church. You don't know. And you're still checking it out. Maybe the next step for you is that step of faith to come into baptism, a relationship with Christ in the church. If that's you, I encourage you, talk to somebody. Talk to one of the pastors, your friend. Take the step. Or maybe you're a person who was in the church, you've drifted away from God, or maybe you're new and you're just checking out Grace. If that's where you're at, I invite you to come and have dinner with us. On February 26th, we have this thing that we call our Connect class. It's designed for you. It's a place where you can come and check out Grace, meet the pastors, find out our vision, what we're about, and how you can get connected. I invite you to take that step. Or maybe you're a person who's been coming to Grace for a while and you need to step into some kind of activity or service. Check out your blue sheets. There's so many things that we do in the community around and inside to serve. Or maybe your next step is that you are ready to develop your spiritual education. We do something at Grace called Sunday Evenings at Grace. It's something we do every spring and every fall. And it's a time where we come together and have dinner. We sit around tables and we discuss Scripture. We're offering this spring, starting on March 4th, we're offering two classes. One is an entry-level class. If you're checking out, you're a new Christian, you want that first introduction, that's a class called Growing Strong in God's Family, and Jeannie Hellman is going to be leading us in that. So I encourage you, take that step in your education. Or maybe some of you have been to Sunday evenings, or you're ready for something a little bit like a 200 level. I will be teaching a class on the life of Jesus, where I'm going to say, come and see. Let's investigate who Jesus is through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John together. I'm excited about this opportunity, and I encourage you to take the step. There's one final question, and I've already asked it. Who will you invite on the journey? My guess is that you have tasted the grace of God, and it is good. But there are people in your life who don't know God's grace yet. They need to be invited. Who will you bring to join you on the journey? Can we stand and pray together? Father, we thank you that you have revealed yourself to us in that aha moment of Jesus of Nazareth, God in the flesh. Help us today to have the courage and the openness to listen to where you're leading us and what our next step is. Give us the courage to take that step. Help us to be a community that just embraces everyone, no matter where they are on the journey. We give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.